我们要尊你为主，尊你为我们的救主。主啊，愿你在这个聚会中，在每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹心里面坐宝座，居首位。亲爱的主耶稣，借着你的话语和圣灵的帮助，愿你教导我们，给我们一颗爱神的心，教导我们怎样来爱神。
Amen。
有了主的话语，我们不仅接受，不仅相信，并且我们愿意遵行你的话语。
Amen。
哦，我们在肉身生活中，主啊，你话语就是生命，主啊，能够在我们的里面改变我们，能够在我们里面帮助我们，能在我们里面成为我们的力量。我们把今天晚上的聚会恭敬交在你的手中，亲爱的主啊，我们知道父神为我们在你的里面已经定了一个荣耀的目的，他的旨意必定要成全，
是
所以求你借着真理来教导我们的心，给我们一个柔软的灵，给我们一个谦卑的心，给我们
，Amen。
受教的态度，给我们一个能听的耳朵，好叫主的话语在我们的里面，能够像生命的种子，不仅发芽长大，并且能够结出果子来。亲爱的主耶稣，这些日子，你实在向我们施了怜悯，你带领许多弟兄姊妹进入与你有交通，顺服恩高的教训，并且学习住在你的里面。主啊，愿圣灵的果子从每一个属你儿女们的身上能够彰显出来，好叫父的心得着喜悦。主啊，叫教会弟兄姊妹们每一个人都得着祝福。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿门。
Amen。
弟兄姊妹们好，
Hello, brothers and sisters。
今天晚上我要和弟兄姊妹交通的题目是圣灵的管制。
Tonight's topic will be the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个词哈，在新约圣经里面没有直接的出现过。
This phrase wasn't used directly in the New Testament.
但是我们从使徒们的教训和主耶稣在肉身中的教导，
But from the apostles' teaching and what Jesus taught when he was on earth,
我们很清楚的看见，当主耶稣复活升天以后，
We clearly see that when Jesus resurrected and ascended to heaven,
那么子神他的工作就暂时告一段落。
then that was a break point in the work of the Father.
那么现在在地上，神的工作是交在圣灵的手中，
And today, the work of God has been put in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
是由圣灵来执行，是由圣灵来实现。
And it's executed and manifested by the Holy Spirit.
所以今天晚上我们交通圣灵的管制，其实就是圣灵在每一个信主人身上的一个工作。
And so tonight, when we share the discipline of the Holy Spirit, it's actually the work of the Holy Spirit in every Christian.
好，我们先来读一点的圣经。
Let's first read some Bible verses.
加拉太书第三章第三节，
Galatians 3, verse 3.
保罗在这里问加拉太弟兄姊妹们一个问题：
Here, Paul asks the Galatians a question.
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh?
我们知道加拉太的众教会，他们因着听见保罗所传的福音。
So we know the church in Galatians, because they heard the gospel that Paul was preaching.
他们相信接受，他们奉主耶稣的名受浸。
They believed and accepted the Lord and were baptized in his name.
他们就领受了圣礼，所以保罗很清楚告诉他们说，你们得救，你们入门是从圣灵入门。
And so they clearly accepted the, received the Holy Spirit, and Paul tells them that they began in the Holy Spirit.
但是基督徒不仅仅是信了主就结束了。
So for Christians, believing in God is not the end.
所以我们常常在弟兄姊妹受浸的时候，用很普通的话告诉大家。
So oftentimes during baptism meetings, we say this very plainly.
我们说今天不是这些受浸的弟兄姊妹们他们的毕业典礼，而是开学典礼。
We say that it's not the graduation of those who are getting baptized, but rather the beginning ceremony.
The beginning of the school year,
of the...
开学典礼。我们是从圣灵入门开始了。
So this begins by beginning in the Spirit.
那么我们一生呢，圣灵他就来教导我们，来训练我们，来成全我们。
In our whole life, the Holy Spirit will lead us, train us, and make us complete.
很可惜，加拉太的弟兄姊妹们，他们开始的时候是借着圣灵入门的。
And sadly, the Christians, they did start and begin in the Holy Spirit.
但是他们有因为在真理上面不清楚，有人来跟他们讲说，你们信了耶稣基督还不够，你们呢需要受割礼。
But because they were unclear in the truth, and people told them that you can't just believe in Christ, you also have to be circumcised.
你看我们犹太人受了割礼，我们的生活多有样子，多有规矩。
And so they said that the Jews who are circumcised, how good and moral are their lives?
加拉太弟兄姊妹们不知道怎么分辨，所以他们就靠守律法，想要自己长大成人，想要在主里被成全。
And so the Galatians didn't know how to discern, and they thought that they had to follow the law to grow and mature in God.
保罗在这里就告诉他们说，你既然是从圣灵入门的，你也要靠圣灵来成全。
But Paul tells them that having begun the Spirit, you also have to be made perfect by the Spirit.
我们不要再靠自己的肉身。
And then we no longer rely on our own flesh.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们谈到内住的圣灵，讲到圣灵的经历和工作的时候，
When we discuss the indwelling spirit and the experiences and work of the Holy Spirit,
我们要和弟兄姊妹做一个提醒，也要稍微的强调一下。
So we do have to be reminded and emphasize something.
我们必须要来到主的话语里面，就是有真理的光的引导。
We have to come back to God's words where there is the truth and the light.
我们必须要来到主耶稣基督的跟前。
We have to come before Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要做一个谨慎的人。
And we have to be alert.
Be watchful. Be watchful. Prudent. Be prudent. 我们要做一个谨慎的人。
We have to be prudent people.
我们不要好奇。
Oh, we shouldn't be curious of other things.
不要贪快。
And we shouldn't try to get greedy and get ahead.
也不要呢走 shortcut. 弟兄姊妹们，我们知道今天很多人呢羡慕有感觉的事情，神秘的经历，这些都会受仇敌的欺骗和诡计的。
Oftentimes, people are envious of feelings or these special experiences, but this can be part of the work and schemes of the devil.
弟兄姊妹，加拉太书看见了，加拉太的弟兄姊妹有人教导他们用守律法来成全，这个很容易做，很快好像就达到了。
Many people told the Galatians that they can be made perfect through the law because this may be easy or quick.
但是保罗立刻就觉察到，他们这样的在救恩上面就失落了。
But Paul immediately knew that they had fallen in terms of the salvation in this aspect.
而且保罗很清楚地告诉加拉太弟兄姊妹，你们去接受律法的教导，去遵守律法，靠肉身成全。
And he tells them that they're following the works of the law and they're being made perfect by the flesh.
这表明我们在真理上面是无知的。
By doing that, that means that they have no foundation or basis in the truth.
若今天我们要真正的被成全。
And so today we have to truly be made perfect.
像刚才我们有一位姊妹祷告的，主耶稣来了，是叫我们得生命，那是入门，被成全了，叫得丰盛的生命。
And so when Jesus came, the beginning is the life and the end point is this fullness and complete salvation of life.
是这个。And life abundant.
Life abundant.
弟兄姊妹们，那必须需要对真理有清楚的认识，而且准确的跟随。
You have to truly know the truth and also follow it precisely.
如果呢，今天人用好意，用人的热心，来跟我们讲一些东西，带我们进入一些的经验的里面去。
If today people try to use their own human goodness to bring us into certain experiences.
比如说带我们进入一个宗教气氛，有管风琴，有音乐，有赞美，有举手，有跳舞，弟兄姊妹，这些都很可能叫我们走入岔路里面去。
So if they might try to bring us into a religious experience where there may be music, singing and dancing, but this could be bringing us astray off the path.
弟兄姊妹，神既然在耶稣基督里面救了我们，
Because God has saved us in Christ,
他必定负我们责任，带我们达到他的目的。
He will take complete responsibility to accomplish his will,
完成他在我们身上的工作，
to fulfill his work in us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们重生得救了，我们 入门了，也可以这样讲，我们开学了。
So we've been born again, we've entered in, we've started school.
那么我们今天是走在这条路上，我们是在基督的学校里面学圣灵教导的功课，那个叫做圣灵管制。
And so today, as we start school in the school of Christ, and we follow the discipline of the Holy, and we follow the teaching of the Holy Spirit, this is the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读一节的经文。
Let's read another verse.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第十一节，第十。到第十二节到第十三节。
Verses 12 to 13.
对不起啊。或许我我们先读腓立比书第一章第六节。
We'll first read Philippians 1:6.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子。
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
我们知道腓立比的弟兄姊妹，他们得救的时候有大喜乐。
When those in Philippi were saved, they had great joy.
他们有一颗心要追求主。
They had a heart to pursue the Lord.
他们有一个乐意的灵要侍奉主。
And they had a joyful and willing spirit to serve God.
保罗不是说这是因为我传福音，所以这是我的功劳，他没有这样讲。
Paul didn't say that it was because of his gospel preaching that it was his work.
他说不，那是神在你们心里面动了那个善功。
But instead he says that it was God who did the good work in your hearts.
所以神负我们一切的责任。
So God will take the entire responsibility for us.
神负责任到什么地步呢？直到我们被成全。
He takes the responsibility to the point until we are made complete.
直到有一天我们在基督的台前交账，我们能够欢欢喜喜。
Until the day that we're accountable before Jesus Christ and we're joyful.
那么这个工作，神把它交给谁呢？
And who has God given this work to?
我们刚才已经讲到的，我们读新约圣经很清楚地看见，父定义，子完成救赎。那么圣灵来实现。
In the New Testament, it says that God already commanded that His Son would complete the salvation, and the Holy Spirit will
substantiate.
Will substantiate it.
或许我用英文说一遍啊 ，God the Father initiate. and he made the plan. God the Son, he accomplished the work of redemption. God the Holy Spirit come to substantiate in our life. 这是我们从新约圣经里面很清楚看见神格里面三位他们工作的次序。
We clearly see in the New Testament how the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit work.
那么我们看见圣灵怎么样在我们身上来成全我们呢?
And how does the Holy Spirit substantiate this in us?
我们读一下罗马书第八章。
We'll read Romans chapter 8.
第13节到第15节。
Verses 13 to 15.
在这里说, 你们若顺从肉体活着,必要死, 若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶习,必要活着。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
因为凡被神的灵引导的, 都是神的儿子。
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心, 人就害怕, 所受的乃是儿子的心, 因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
我们看见圣灵来住在每一个重生得救的人的里面。
We see that the Holy Spirit came to dwell in every person who has been saved and born again.
他来带领我们,
He came to lead us.
来教导我们, instruct us.
And to instruct us.
然后来训练我们,
as well as to train us.
学什么功课呢? 叫我们靠着圣灵致死我们的肉体, 身体的恶习。
It's to the lesson of using the Holy Spirit to put to death the deeds of the body.
他说, 凡是我们肯顺服圣灵这样引导的,
For it says, as many as are willing to be led by the Spirit of God,
我们就是神的儿子,
then we are the sons of God.
所以我们跟神之间就真有那个父亲和儿子之间那个亲密的关系和交通。
And then we'll have the true intimate relationship and fellowship of the Father and Son.
那么圣灵这样子教导我们,带领我们,他的目的是什么呢?
What is the purpose of the Holy Spirit leading us and instructing us in this way?
在罗马书第八章28节到30节,很清楚给我们看见。
It tells us clearly in Romans 8, 28 to 30.
我先读一下这三节的经文。 我们晓得万事都互相效力,叫爱神的人得益处。 就是按他旨意被招的人。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
在这里特别照着他的目的被呼召的人, 就是爱, 这些爱他的人。
So those who love
him, 对不起,
those who love him are those who have been called according to his purpose.
第29节, 因为他预先所知道的人, 就预先定下效法他儿子的模样, 使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
预先所定下的人, 又招他们来, 所招来的人, 又称他们为义, 所称为义的人, 又叫他们得荣耀。
Moreover, whom he predestined, those he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, those he also glorified.
保罗在这里很清楚地看见神呼召我们是有一个目的的。
Paul clearly tells us that God called us according to his purpose.
这个目的就是圣灵在我们身上工作的目的。
And this purpose is also the purpose of the Holy Spirit working on us.
这目的是什么呢?
And so then what is this purpose?
就是要带领教导我们, 让我们来效法学习主耶稣基督。
To lead us and instruct us so that we can imitate Jesus.
使我们被磨成神儿子的形象。
So that we can be molded into his son's image.
这一个磨成呢, 有英文有一个翻译叫做 conform 啊，就是主的样子是什么，我们现在就是他那个样子。
So we're conformed into His image, so that we can be the same way that He is.
这是指着我们的生命被改变。
This means that our life has changed.
我们里面有变化，有 transformation.
And that there are transformations in us.
啊，那这个改变呢，变成像耶稣基督的性情，像耶稣基督的思想。
And this transformation changes us into the image, the nature of Christ.
啊，这个神儿子的形象，很多读圣经的告诉我们说，就是指着基督的性格说的。
The image of His Son refers to His nature.
请弟兄姊妹要记得，所有对圣灵的经历，如果不是向着这个目的，而是叫我们自己个人觉得享受、兴奋，或者觉得很奇妙、很神秘的。弟兄姊妹，那很可能都是有问题的。
If our experiences with the Holy Spirit are not for this purpose, but rather for enjoyment, excitement, or other reasons, then this is a problem.
因为神从来不浪费时间。
Because God will never waste time.
从来不要我们做一个宗教活动和气氛。
He'll never want us just have a religious activities or excitement.
神在每一个他的儿女身上都有一个目的，借着圣灵来帮助我们达到。
He has a purpose in every single one of His children that He accomplishes through the work of the Holy Spirit.
那个目的就是要我们的生命改变成像他儿子的模样。
This purpose is that our life can be transformed into the image of His Son.
弟兄姊妹，我要在这里再强调啊，请弟兄姊妹，当我们进入学习啊顺服圣灵的时候，你要问我的肉体有没有被致死。
As we learn to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, we have to ask if our own flesh has been
put to death.
Our flesh, the deeds of our flesh have been put to death.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我是不是愿意放下我自己的喜好、兴趣和我的个性？
Are we willing to put down our own interests, our own nature?
不是我用守律法的方式放下，而是圣灵轻轻地说你放下。
If we don't put these down through following the law, but because of this quiet voice of the Holy Spirit.
而是圣灵把一个恩高、平安、生命的感觉说你放下，这个是美的，弟兄姊妹，我们要顺服。
Or the Holy Spirit through the anointing, this feeling of peace and life tells us to put it down.
这个才叫做真正的等候主。
This is truly waiting upon the Lord.
所以我们不去谈等候主，我们得着的那些奇妙的经历，我们要谈真正生命改变的道路。
We don't have to talk about the amazing experiences of waiting upon the Lord, but rather the true things that change and transform our life.
这是保罗在他的讲论中，他从他自己的经历里面很清楚地告诉我们。
This is what Paul has told us clearly through his own experiences.
那么因着神的这个目的，现在圣灵要来执行。
So because of this purpose that God has, the Holy Spirit now has to do the work.
所以圣灵就在每一个神儿女们的处的环境和时代中来做工。
So the Holy Spirit will do His work in every situation and time for all the children of God.
他就安排各样的遭遇。
He may arrange all kinds of encounters.
啊，作为用这些遭遇来作为一个教材，作为一个教具。
And to use these as teaching materials or tools.
啊。来训练我们
，to train us，
来栽培我们
，to edify us。
这些环境和遭遇哈、啊，就成为神给人的一个属灵功课。
So these environments and encounters become the spiritual lessons for us from God。
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们称了，若是我们肯，我们分辨出这是属灵功课，而愿意学习来学功课。那个叫做圣灵的管制。
If we're able to discern that these are the spiritual lessons and we're willing to follow the lessons, then this is a discipline of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们因为爱神，我们觉得我们认清楚了，这是神的安排，是神的命令。
If we love God and we clearly know that this is His plan and His command,
那么我们对一切发生在自己身上的事情就用一个降服的态度。
Then towards everything that happens to us, we'll have this willing and obedient attitude.
Yeah, we have an attitude of submission.
Attitude of submission.
我们就降服在神的旨意的底下，我们来学功课。
We're willing to submit to God's will and to learn the lessons.
这样学功课是在信心，就是相信神，爱心就是我们爱神的灵里面，我们来顺服圣灵的安排。
And this lesson is through faith in God and also through love in God that we can obey the Holy Spirit.
而在这个情况里面呢，圣灵就带我们与基督交通，我们就跟随基督。
And then the Holy Spirit can lead us to have fellowship with Jesus and we can follow Jesus.
这个叫做接受圣灵的管制。
And so this is called accepting the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我读刚才讲到腓立比书第二章第十二第十三节。
And now I'll read Philippians 2:12-13.
保罗在这里呢，对腓立比的弟兄姊妹有一个劝勉，有一个提醒。
And here Paul has an encouragement or reminder to the Galatians.
他说，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose.
弟兄姊妹，腓立比的教会开头的时候是神为他们开的头。
The church in Philippi was started by God.
他们是靠着圣灵入门的。
They began in the Holy Spirit.
所以他们一路上的遭遇环境也都是圣灵安排。
So all the encounters and environments they had were arranged by the Holy Spirit.
我们读圣经就知道，当保罗写腓立比书的时候，
When Paul wrote the book of Philippians,
保罗得知了腓立比教会那个时候的光景。
He understood the situation of the Philippians at the time.
好，腓立比教会呢，有人读腓立比书说这一卷书是讲喜乐的书，在主里喜乐。
Some read the book and say that this book describes the joy in the Lord.
但是我们读我们就知道为什么保罗劝他们要靠主喜乐呢？因为他们没有喜乐了。
But we know that Paul encouraged them to have joy in the Lord because they didn't have joy.
那么为什么没有喜乐了呢？
And why didn't they have joy?
他们在环境中碰到了一件事情。
Because of what they encountered in their environment.
就是有两位爱主的姊妹，他们都爱传福音，都乐意传福音。
That there are two sisters who love the Lord and love to preach the gospel.
但是呢，他们有不同的意见。
But they had different opinions.
有不同的做法。
And also different ways.
而且两个人呢，非常坚持自己。
And they both were very insistent in themselves.
结果这件事在教会中呢，就使所有的弟兄姊妹非常的为难。
And so this matter was a hardship for all of those in the church.
使得一切的侍奉都失去了常态，失去了正常。
So that the normalcy in all their service stopped.
本来在一起配搭的喜乐和谐呢，变成了非常令人伤痛的情况。大家都不说话。
Before they were all able to work together, they had joy, but it became a very hard time. No one was speaking.
甚至也有一些弟兄姊妹呢，就各站一边，彼此作对。
And then some people even took sides against each other.
而且他们呢，每一个弟兄姊妹呢，都有自己的理由。
And every person had their own reasons.
保罗就在这里劝他们。
So then Paul encourages them.
现在你们碰到的这个环境是圣灵许可，圣灵让你们学功课的一个环境。
The situation you're in is one that the Holy Spirit has permitted and wants you to learn a lesson in.
你们以前是常常顺服的。
Before you often were obedient.
不但保罗在那里的时候，他们听见主的话语，听见真理，他们就顺服。
Not only was he there when they obeyed.
那么现在我不在你们那里，我相信你们更是顺服。
But that much more when he's absent, he believes that they'll obey even more.
所以你们对于现在教会的处境，你们所遭遇的这个难处。
And so then, for the growth of the church, the encounters and hardships that you have now.
不要去要求别人， 不要去批，去论断别人。
Do not ask of other people or to judge other people.
我们呢，在主的面前要取一个恐惧战惊的态度。
But instead to have a trembling attitude before God.
是的，让神的灵在我里面运行，教导我怎么样谦卑自己。
So that His Holy Spirit can work in you, that you may know how to humble yourself.
放下自己的理由。
To put down your own reasonings.
放下自己的兴趣。
To put down your own interests.
放下自己的看法。
To put down your own thoughts.
放下自己的坚持。
And to put down your own insistence.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗教腓立比的弟兄姊妹怎么样来接受圣灵的管制。
This is how Paul taught the Philippians about how to follow the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我在讲，要学圣灵管制的功课，不仅外面有环境。
To learn the lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit is not just the outside environments.
而且需要我们里面有一个恐惧战惊的态度。
But also that we may have this trembling attitude inside of us.
我们因着爱神，相信神，我们知道这个事物临到，虽然我暂时是痛苦的。
Because we believe in God and love Him, even though we may have hardships and pain now.
但是我相信神许可它发生，一定是为着我的益处的。
But I believe that God permitted it to happen, so it definitely is for my benefit.
而那个益处不是让我贯彻我的看法，推行我的主张，而是让我被改变，更像基督。
And this benefit is not to further my own ways or interests, but rather that we may be transformed into the image of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做学圣灵管制的功课。
This is what it means to learn the lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
那么我们要接下来和弟兄姊妹交通，我们若是明白了什么是圣灵的管制，我们也愿意学圣灵管制的功课。
And next we'll share that if you know what the discipline of the Holy Spirit is and if you're willing to learn the lesson.
那么在接受圣灵管制的时候，我们
then when, sorry.
对不起。接受圣灵管制的时候，我们里面会有什么样的感受、经历和学习呢？
Then when we do accept the discipline of the Holy Spirit, what kind of feelings, lessons or experiences will we have?
我要很简单的和弟兄姊妹讲。
I want to say this very simply.
接受圣灵管制学功课就是背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
To accept the discipline of the Holy Spirit is to deny yourself and to bear your own cross to follow the Lord.
来走基督十字架的道路。
To walk in the way of the cross of Christ.
换句话说，我们借着这个环境来与基督一同受苦。
So that through the environment we may also suffer with Christ.
我们读两处的经文。
We'll read two verses.
马太福音第十六章二十四、二十五节。
Matthew 16:24-25.
我想马太福音第十六章是弟兄姊妹都很熟悉也很喜爱的一章圣经。
We're most likely all very familiar and we like Matthew 16.
它非常的重要，因为在这里有两个重大的启示。
It's also a very important chapter because there are two important signs.
第一个这个启示就是基督与教会。
The first is about Jesus and the church.
基督就是耶稣基督是永生神的儿子。
That Jesus is the son of the eternal God.
那么他来地上最大的工作，他的目的就是要得着教会。
And his greatest work and purpose on earth is to gain the church.
接下来呢，下面一个大的启示就是十字架。
And then the second point is that of the cross.
那么在马太福音十六章二十四、二十五节，主怎样说呢？
And so what does he talk about it in verses 24 and 25?
我读一下给弟兄姊妹听。于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
好，我们再读另外一处的经文。
And then we'll read,
第8章17节,
and then we'll read Romans 8:17.
在这里, 保罗告诉我们, 当我们学习跟随圣灵,
when we learn to follow the Holy Spirit,
我们就是神的儿子,
then we are the sons of God.
所以第十七节他说, 既是儿女, 便是后世, 就是神的后世, 和基督同作后世。 如果我们和他一同受苦, 也必和他一同得荣耀。
And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
圣灵来管制, 引领我们学功课。
The Holy Spirit disciplines and leads us to learn the lessons.
那么这个功课是要致使我身体的恶行。
This lesson is to put to death the deeds of our flesh.
不管这个行为带给我多大的快乐和多大的这个满足，弟兄姊妹，如果是在自己的身体里面的，那很可能都是，照保罗的经验讲，那都是恶行。
No matter how much joy or fulfillment this activity may bring you, if it comes from the flesh, then it's an evil deed.
所以这个要致死它，对我们来讲是一个痛苦。
So maybe a great hardship for us to put to death these things.
是我们舍不得的。
It's something that we're not willing to do.
弟兄姊妹，你会不会这样子的？ 有的时候我在人面前说了一个谎。
Sometimes you may say a lie.
那么说了那个谎呢，就保护了我的自己，使我不失去面子，使我觉得让别人觉得我很好。
By saying this lie, you may protect yourself so you won't lose face and other people will think you're good.
但是我一说完那个话，我里面就不平安了。But
as soon as you say it, you don't feel at peace anymore.
这个不平安的感觉就是圣灵来致使我刚才那说谎的身体的恶习。And
this feeling is because of the Holy Spirit, because of what you just did.
那么我一直不肯，我就跟主说，我宁可去补偿一件事情，我就是不要去承认。
But you're not willing to acknowledge this and you want to keep holding on to it.
弟兄姊妹，我要讲一个我自己很失败的例子。
I want to talk about a moment of failure in my life.
我年轻的时候啊，结了婚，有两个孩子， 主带我们搬家到另外一个国家，另外一个城去服侍。
When I was younger and after I got married and had two kids, God brought us to another country to serve.
我们到加拿大的温哥华去服侍。
We went to Vancouver in Canada.
那么我的家里家当也不多，我们有一位弟兄，他那时候刚刚的主为他预备了一个全新的 VW 的这个 van， 不是 mini van， 那个时候的是 VW full size van。
And so we didn't have too many things, and a brother had this new full size VW van.
我们弟兄很有爱心，他的新车他借给我开，装着我的一些家具啊。
And so this brother is very loving and let us use this van to carry all our stuff to Canada.
我对那边路也不熟，到了那里也不小心擦碰了一下，把他的车后面呢，这个刮到一点。
And so I wasn't familiar with the roads and I scraped part of the back of his car.
我知道我们弟兄对他这部新车心里多保爱。
And I knew how much this brother loved his new car.
我不敢跟他承认，因为我跟他承认的话。
And I was afraid to admit to him what happened because he'd be very sad.
那么我就立刻找人了，在加拿大找一个好的修车公司，帮我把他那个地方完全修好，喷的跟新的一样。
And I immediately find someone good in Canada to be able to fix it like new.
我就还了车了。And
then I returned the car to him.
弟兄看，哎，还是新车没有事，但是我心里面就是不平安。
And the brother thought it was just his new car and was happy, but I didn't feel at peace.
圣灵在我里面说，你虽然给他修好了，但是你应该把这件事告诉他。
The Holy Spirit said that although you fixed it for him, you should still tell him of this matter.
弟兄姊妹，这个要去承认一下，对我来讲多难啊，真是很受苦啊。
It was such a hard thing for me to do to be able to admit this to him.
但是你要顺服他，你才是神的儿子。
But you have to obey the Holy Spirit to be the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们讲到啊，接受圣灵的管制，就是舍己。 背起自己的十字架。
This is what it means to accept the discipline of the Holy Spirit by denying yourself and bearing your own cross.
很小的事情上面，如果你肯的话，你就发现，你这条路，你就走上路了，你就开学了。
Even in very small matters, if you're willing, you found that you've walked in the way already, you've started school.
如果我们一直讲理由，一直问问题。
If we start having other reasons or excuses, we keep asking questions.
一直保留我自己。
Or we keep holding on to ourselves.
We have a reservation for ourselves.
Reservations for
ourselves. 弟兄姊妹们，这样子我们永远不会达到荣耀。
Then we'll never be able to accomplish the glory.
所以在学圣灵管制的功课上面，每一个使徒都有他们不同的用语，但是都是同一个原则。
Every saint may have different ways of saying it, but it's the same principles behind accepting the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
使徒彼得怎么教导我们？
How did Paul teach us? Or Peter teach us?
彼得前书第五章第六节里面。
In 1 Peter 5:6.
他说，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们碰见一件事情临到自己。
When we encounter something that happens to us.
啊，我们可能开头的时候跟主讲说，主啊，这件事我不喜欢，求你把它挪开。
We may first say to God that I don't like this thing, please take it away.
主啊，这个人给我很多难处。不是把我带走，就是请你把他带走。
Or this person brings me a lot of hardship, either take me away or take them away.
这是不认识圣灵管制的时候，我们的祷告。
These are our prayers when we don't know the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
但是认识了圣灵的管制，愿意学功课的人。
But when we know the discipline of the Holy Spirit and we're willing to learn the lesson.
我们就会看见这些讨厌的环境，或者叫我不愉快的人，我们要承认并且相信这是神安排的。
Then we have to acknowledge and believe that in all these hard situations or people, it's all under the plan of God.
凡是临到自己的遭遇，背后就是神大能的手，那就是圣灵。
Whatever we encounter behind it is the almighty hand of God, which is the Holy Spirit.
我们知道在新约圣经里面讲到圣灵，有一处讲到神的手在他们中间。
Once in the New Testament, when we talk about the Holy Spirit, it talks about the hand of God being among them.
那是在《使徒行传》第十一章里面，我们看见啊，那个时代的神的儿女们，他们认识圣灵的管制。
This was in Acts 11, and the people that knew the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们认识了以后，我们就带着谦卑的灵承认，并且相信父神啊，这是你的美意。是为着我的益处，为着达到你的目的而赐给我的。
And then when we know this, then we can acknowledge and believe that everything is for God's purpose and for our benefit that it was given to us.
无论是环境，
whether it's the environment,
或者是主要我们长期的摆在其中，那就是年岁。
Or whether it's the time or the season that God places in.
A long duration for in this. 这都是神美意的安排。
These are all a part of his good plan.
那后面呢，有神的手在那里。
And that behind it is the hand of God.
那个手就是圣灵，他在掌握万有。
And this hand is the Holy Spirit in control of all.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在肉身中啊，对这件事情他非常的清楚。
When Jesus was on earth, he was very clear about this.
我们记得在马太福音里面。
In Matthew.
主耶稣到彼得的家乡，就是加百农啊，去传福音，行了许多的神迹奇事，把祝福、平安、恩典带给那里的人。
When Jesus went to Peter's hometown, Capernaum, he did many miracles and brought many blessings and joy there.
但是呢，当主耶稣第二次再到加百农去访问的时候，
But the second time when Jesus returned to Capernaum,
加百农那边的居民呢，对主的态度完全变了，他们轻看主，理都不理主，没有人跟主说话。
The attitudes of the people there completely changed. They all looked lightly on him, ignored him, and didn't speak to him.
弟兄姊妹，若是你 你和我处在那个环境，我们会讲这些人真是忘恩负义啊。
If we, you and I were in the situation, we would think that these people received the grace and then forgot about it.
这些人怎么这么势利啊？
Why are these people so...
这个势利怎么讲？
Nearsighted.
这个势利啊 only...
Snobbish.
对不起，怎么讲？
Snobbish.
势力也可以讲啊 ，very selfish.
They're also very selfish.
Yeah, 他们只 take advantage of people for their own benefit. 但是如果今天你没有用了，他就不认识你了。
But then today, if you're not useful to them anymore, they don't recognize you.
但是那一天呢，我们看见主耶稣碰到这个遭遇的时候，他忽然欢乐起来，在父的面前祷告说。父啊，我感谢你，因为你的美意本是如此。
But the, when Jesus encountered this, he said that he rejoiced and said, "Lord, I thank you because your will has been accomplished."
就看见啊，那个环境对任何人，包含我们主来讲，都是很难受的，很难接受的。
This environment is hard for everyone, including for Jesus.
但是主看见了，这些人这样对我，是父神。有意安排。
But Jesus realized that the people treated him this way is still part of God's plan.
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做学圣灵管制的功课。
This is called learning the lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
那么，这个学圣灵管制功课，就是放下自己当时肉身的感觉，我愿意接受神的旨意，那个叫做舍己，背起自己的十字架。
Putting down the feelings of our own flesh and our own ways, and instead denying ourselves and bearing the cross is this lesson.
我们来跟从主走十字架的道。
That we may follow Christ to walk in the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得对你们是不是这样。关于十字架，我们很早就听见，我们也耳熟能详，自己也会祷告了。
Early on, we hear about the cross and we know how to pray about it.
但是十字架的经历在我们身上却不多。
But we may have very few experiences of the cross in us.
我们也不知道什么地方有十字架。
And we don't know where the cross is.
哪些事情上是我的十字架。
Or in what kinds of things are our own crosses.
所以今天很多神的儿女在这个点上有困惑，有争执。
And so today many people have, have confusion.
Yeah. Confusion and controversy.
Confusion and controversies on this.
有的人讲说呢，你看我们环境这么苦，我们十字架好重。但是有人说，那根本不是你的十字架，因为每个人都一样有这个苦难。
Some people may say that this is such a great hardship, it's such a great cross to bear. But some say everyone has to do this. It's not your cross.
是不是呢？不信主的人也在这个环境中，他们也一样受苦啊。
Those who are unbelievers are in the same environment, having the same pain.
那么，如果你真有十字架的话。十字架的结果是叫我们像基督的，叫我们得复活生命的。
But if you're truly bearing the cross, then it should make you to be more like Jesus and have the new life.
十字架的结果是叫我这个人呢，我的己越来越衰残的。
And the result of the cross is that your own self may be more and more broken down.
越来越减少的。
That it may decrease.
Yes, decrease. 是叫基督在我里面增加的。
So that Christ in me can increase.
所以我听过有弟兄这样讲，有的人受苦不舍己，那个不叫十字架。
I heard a brother say that when you endure hardships but do not deny yourself, this is not bearing the cross.
有的人呢，你看他外面好像没有什么，但是他越来越看不见他自己了。弟兄姊妹，那是圣灵的工作。
While for others, you may not see something too big on the outside, but you see less and less of them. This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，所以过去呢，在教会的真理的恢复中，有人这样告诉我们。
So in the restoration of the truth in the church, some people have said.
他们说呢，圣灵的工作是引我们去经历基督的十字架。
That the work of the Holy Spirit is to lead us to experience the cross of Christ.
十字架的结果在我们身上 叫我们更多更丰满的得着圣灵。
And the result of the work of the cross in us is that we may more richly receive the Holy Spirit.
所以它是一个循环来的。
So this is a cycle.
如果你我有圣灵的经历，结果没有舍己的结果，弟兄姊妹，那个经历可能是错的，可能是浪费的，甚至是误入歧途的。
If we have the spiritual experiences, but we do not have the result of denying ourselves, then this may be the wrong experience.
会叫我们属灵生命停顿，甚至呢死亡的。
It may even allow our spiritual journeys to stop or even die.
那么若是我们真的学功课了，我们受苦是与基督一同受苦，我们要与基督一同得荣耀，那是更丰满的得着圣灵。
But if we truly learn the lesson and we suffer with Christ and are glorified with him, then this is truly to be more richly filled with the Holy Spirit.
那当我们这样子愿意用相信和爱心来接受神在环境中的安排 和管制的时候，
If we're willing to believe and have faith and to accept God's plans for us in our environments,
我们必然得着内住圣灵在我们里面恩膏的教导和指引。
Then we'll receive the leading, the teaching, the anointing Holy Spirit in us.
好，我们读新约圣经，我们就看见圣灵在这一方面带给我们第一面是他住在我们里面，像恩膏一样教导我们。
The first aspect of this in the New Testament is that he abides in us, like the anointing to teach us.
第二个啊，这个教导在我们里面呢，就他会致死我们身体的恶行。
And this will be able to put to death the deeds of our flesh.
那么第三个，在我们受苦的时候呢，圣灵会把神的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
And the third is that when we have hardships, the Spirit will fill us with the love of God.
我们常常听人讲啊，圣灵的经历有一种叫做圣灵的浇灌。
The spiritual experiences can also be called to be the pouring out of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. 我们讲圣灵的浇灌在《使徒行传》里面只出现过两次哈，一次哈是五旬节那一天。
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit occurred twice in Acts. The first is on the Pentecost.
另外一次是在这个哥林流的家里面。
And the second is in the house of Cornelius.
那么其他地方呢，在使徒行传里面都是讲到圣灵满充满这个人。
The other times it talks about that the Holy Spirit fills the person.
但是在保罗的经历里面，在罗马书他讲到浇灌。
But in Paul's experiences in Romans, he talks about outpouring.
在罗马书第五章里面讲到我们在患难中的时候啊，我们苦的时候呢，圣灵就将神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
In Romans 5, it talks about how in times of hardship, the Holy Spirit will outpour God's love on us.
弟兄姊妹，这个或许就是很多弟兄姊妹在难处中祷告，你得着浇灌的那个经历，立刻里面就释放了，立刻里面就平安了，立刻里面就有力量。
This is the experience of after you pray to God in times of hardships, that you have peace, you have freedom, you have strength.
这是我们学圣灵管制功课里面一个必然的结果。
This is a result of having the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
你越多交通于基督的苦难，愿意死，与基督同死，弟兄姊妹，圣灵在我们身上的扶持，帮助就越清楚。
The more that you're willing to unite with him and suffer with Christ, the more of the blessings and help the Holy Spirit will have on you.
弟兄姊妹们，那么还有圣灵一个帮助啊，就是罗马书第八章二十六节讲到，我们不会为自己祷告，不是我们不祷告。
And another aspect of the Spirit's help is that we do not know how to pray for ourselves.
不是我们不祷告。
It's not that we don't pray.
我们祷告很多，但是一直不得答应，就告诉我们说我们不会祷告。
But we do pray a lot. If we don't get an answer, it means that we don't know how to pray.
那么这个时候谁帮我们祷告呢？
So at this point, who prays for us?
圣灵来照着神的意思为我们祷告。
The Spirit intercedes for us through God's will.
一个学圣灵管制功课的人，他的祷告是不断的在改变的。
When you learn the lessons of the discipline of the Holy Spirit, your prayers are always changing.
因为刚开头是照着自己的需要来求的。
Before you pray according to your own needs.
照着自己的喜好意愿来求的。
according to your own interests and ways.
我们可能也禁食。
We may fast.
Yes, 我碰过有一些弟兄姊妹真的跑出去禁食啊，禁食一个月啊。
I met people who really gone out and fasted for even a whole month.
那么回来了，那个难处还是没有过去。
But when we came back, the hardship was still there.
可见他这个祷告呢，主并没有垂听呢。
So the God didn't answer or fulfill his prayer.
但是圣灵还是要帮助我们，他怎么帮助？他就来为我们，在我们灵的深处，用说不出来的叹息，照着神为我们祷告。
But the Holy Spirit will still help us. The Holy Spirit will intercede for us through wordless groans according to God's will.
所以一个等候神，一个学圣灵管制功课的。
So someone who waits upon the Lord and follows the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
他祷告祷告到一个地步，他停下来，不再照自己以前的方式求了。
They pray and pray to the point where they stop and don't pray according to their own ways or previous ways.
也不再坚持自己的要求了。
And they don't insist on their own requests.
他安静下来。
Rather, they quiet themselves down.
他跟主说，主，我没有 agenda 了，我放下。
And they say to the Lord that I don't have my own agenda anymore. I put myself down.
很奇妙，神的旨意就显出来。
And then amazingly, God's will is revealed.
我有一段日子，为着我的服事，我在主面前求。
For a period of time, I was praying for my service before God.
因为照我的眼光，到那边去传福音，以后那边一定旺起来，好像做生意的人一样。
Because in my eyes, if I went to this place to preach, then this place would definitely...
我不是祷告一天呢，我是祷告很久的，很认真的祷告。
And I didn't just pray for a day, but I prayed for a long time very diligently.
主没有回答。
But God didn't answer my prayer.
我就把这个心愿交通给年长的同工们。
And so I told the elder saints about this.
我跟他们一起交通了，他们坐在那里神情严肃，没有一个人回答我。
And as I shared this with them, they all sat there very sternly and with no reply.
你知道我好难过啊！我说主啊，怎么会这样呢？他们难道都没有眼光吗？将来那个地方一定旺起来的。
So I was very miserable because I said, "Oh, do none of these people see what can happen there?"
这样子大概祷告了八个月。
I probably prayed about
天天下午到主面前求这件事情。
I probably prayed about for 8 months every afternoon before the Lord.
甚至主没有答应呢，我自己先搬去那个地方。
And God didn't answer me, but I moved there myself first.
那教会弟兄姊妹也不应证，但是他们就你要搬你就搬吧，你就去吧。
Others may not have agreed, but they said, "Well, if you want to, you go."
到最后，我觉得我没有力气了。
But then later, I felt I had no energy left.
我跟主说：“主啊，我不要求了，我放下我一切的要求。”
I said that God, I have no more agenda, no more requests. I put it all down.
啊，我们讲，我要归零了 ，reduce to zero, to the ground level. 啊，那一天呢？我一降服下来，里面极大的平安和喜乐。
And that day, as I surrendered myself, there was great peace and great joy.
我也不再怨这个环境。
I no longer desire after this environment.
也不再怨那些神情肃穆、毫无表情也不回答的弟兄们。
I no longer complain about the environment or complain about those brothers who didn't have a response.
我对弟兄们呢，我现在对他们那些表现，我知道他们认识主。他们真是爱我，保护我。
Today, when I look back on their expressions, I know that they truly knew the Lord. They truly loved me and wanted to protect me.
当我放下我的意见，我的要求，两个礼拜以后，主就调动环境说话，你去哪里？
When I put down my own ways and my own requests, immediately within 2 weeks, God told me where to go and what to do.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做圣灵在我们里面教我们。学功课。
This is how the Holy Spirit instructs us to learn the lessons.
学圣灵管制的功课，我们更亲近住在里面做膏油的圣灵。
To learn the lesson, the discipline of the Holy Spirit, we draw closer to the anointing Holy Spirit in us.
这个时候，你学圣灵管制的功课，顺服恩膏，就是里面的基督和环境中的基督是一致的。
As we learn these lessons and we follow the Holy Spirit, then we become one with this Christ.
很多神的儿女们呢，活在环境中跟环境的抗争的，天天有怨言，天天有不平。
Many believers every day in their environments are constantly fighting and not having being at peace with what's around them.
但是主带领我们不是这样，我们可以环境很苦，但是里面非常喜乐。
But God doesn't lead us in this way. We may have a very hard environment, but we are full of joy inside.
因为呢，圣灵带我们呢，经历基督十字架的死。
Because the Holy Spirit leads us to experience the death on the cross.
经历基督死后被埋葬。
To experience Christ's burial after he died.
那个结果也要经历基督复活生命的大能。
And then also to experience the great power of his resurrection.
这个就是学圣灵管制的功课。
This is what it means to learn the lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
但是这刚刚我讲的都是还是环境一面的。
But what I just spoke about was still talking about the environment.
但是圣灵管制也有它的时间的这一个因素的。
But there also is a time aspect to it.
对，我读一下罗马书第八章。
I'll read from Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章二十二节到二十五节。
Romans chapter 8 verses 22 to 25.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今。
For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance.
好，我们再读一下《哥林多前书》第五章。
And then we'll read from 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
对不起，不是哥林多，哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我在那个纲要上面写错了，是《哥林多后书》。第五章第一节到第五节。
2 Corinthians 5, 1 to 5.
我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。
For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands.
我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。
For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven.
倘若穿上被遇见的时候，就不至于赤身了。
If indeed having been clothed, we shall not be found naked.
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。
For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life.
为此培植我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
Now he who has prepared for us this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee.
学圣灵管制功课的。
To learn the lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们越学里面就会产生一个对主话语的坚定的相信。
The more we learn, the more we have a firm belief in God's words.
就是神应许我们要得着儿子的名分。
It's that God promised that we'll have his sonship.
儿子的名分，我讲两个点啊。第一个点呢，就是我们可以承受产业，就是做后事，就是长大了。可以担责任了。
The first aspect of sonship is that we're able to be heirs to receive the inheritance.
这就是为什么今天我们鼓励弟兄姊妹，你要好好追求，要在教会里面降服，愿意呢，承担责任。
This is why we tell people that you have to be very diligent in the church to surrender and bear the responsibilities.
好叫主能够来教导我们。
So that God is able to teach us.
有一天基督的身量在我们里面长大成人了，我们能够承担责任，能够承受产业。
And that one day the life of Christ can grow, that we can bear more responsibilities, that we can receive the inheritance.
那么在肉身中是这样，那么将来有一天呢，得着儿子的名分，他的实际出现的时候，是每一个人都得着一个复活的身体。
And this is right now, but later when we have this sonship, we each will receive the resurrected body.
这个复活的身体穿上的时候，就我们的灵魂呢，就不至于就是赤裸裸的灵魂。
When we're clothed with this resurrected body, this body is
it's like a clothes to cover our spirit and soul.
This resurrected body is able to cover our spirit and our soul.
弟兄姊妹，所以在哥林多后书第五章里面，保罗说，我们在这个肉身，我的灵魂在我的肉身里面，这个肉身是一个帐篷，快要拆毁了。
And so he says that this is the earthly tent that we live in that will be destroyed.
但是我们盼望呢，有一天我能够进入那永存的房屋，那就是复活的身体。
But then one day we'll have this eternal house in heaven, which is the resurrected body.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是学圣灵管制功课的人里面的一个坚定的盼望。
This is a very firm hope we have in those who learn the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们得救在乎有一天我们得着儿子的名分，真的长大成人，有神儿子的形象。
And that we're saved, that we'll have the sonship, that we may grow into the image of his son.
另外一面呢，我们能够穿上复活的身体。
And on the other hand, we can also be clothed with the resurrected body.
这个今天是历世历代神的儿女们呢，在忍耐等候的。
This is something that those in all of history have patiently, eagerly waited for.
弟兄姊妹们，这是学圣灵管制功课啊，在我们里面，我们会深深的在主面前爱慕叹息，盼望看见他的回来。
For those who learn the lesson of obeying the discipline of the Holy Spirit, this is something that we truly desire for His second coming.
讲到这里呢，我想，我要转到旧约和弟兄姊妹讲一点圣灵管制的例子或见证。
And now I want to turn to the Old Testament to give an example of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们在创世纪里面，我们看见神把整个救恩呢，借着八个人物来说到他的各方各面。
In the Old Testament, in Genesis, God talks about His salvation completely through eight different people.
比如说，第一个是亚当。
The first is Adam.
第一个亚当呢，就是那第二个人呢，末后亚当的预象。
And Adam is the image
man, the last Adam's
of the last Adam, the second man.
这个在哥林多前书十五章里面保罗讲到哈。那么接下来呢，我们就看见有亚伯。
And then the next is
Abel.
Abel.
Yeah, Abel 他献上羔羊，他就把神的羔羊向我们表达出来。
And that he sacrificed the lamb, and this represents to us the Lamb of God.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，神儿子耶稣基督的血做的见证比亚伯的血更美。
So Hebrew tells us the testimony of Jesus' blood is even greater than the blood of Abel's sacrifice.
然后呢，这个以诺把不见死就进荣耀里面，就是被提的圣徒做预象告诉我们。
And so Enoch didn't die, but rather, so he represents those saints who will be lifted, ascended.
Yeah, will be raptured without death. Enter into the glory of God. 弟兄姊妹，这是历世历代所有信主的人，我们里面一个盼望，就是主在我活着的时候回来，我不需要死，我就可以到主的荣耀里去。
This is the hope of believers over all time that God will come. So before I die, so I can enter into His glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这个以诺 他怎么样得着这个福分的呢？
And how did Enoch be able to receive this blessing?
他就在家里做一个对的爸爸，他与神同行，这个叫做对的爸爸。
That he was the right father, that he walked with God.
所以他跟神走走走走走，就走到永世里面去，他就不在肉身中了。
And as he walked with God, he just walked into eternity. He was no longer in his physical body.
我们看见今天在神儿女们的家中，有一些做爸爸的，真是像以诺那样，所以带出近前的儿女来，那真是叫神喜悦，叫人蒙福的。
And so then today we see that there are fathers like that who bring their children in the right way that are pleasing to God.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得我们在 DC 的有小孩的家庭啊，做弟兄的都像以诺一样。
May those in the DC area who have small kids, it may all be like Enoch.
好，我们能够与神同行。
And that we may walk with God.
那么第四个就是挪亚了。
The fourth is Noah.
挪亚讲到他进方舟。当全世界受审判的时候，他就得救了，而且他全家都得救了。
Noah entered into the ark, and as everyone else in the world was being judged, he was saved in his family too.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见主耶稣回来的时候，全世界都要审判，都要受审判，唯有在基督里的人全体得救，神的全家都得救。
When Jesus comes again, everyone in the world will be judged, except for those who are in the family, the house of God.
这些都是在个人身上表明救恩的原则。
These are all ways that the aspects of salvation are showed in each individual.
Yeah, 但是从亚伯拉罕开始，神的心意就要把亚伯拉罕的经历做在每一个人的身上，所以他称作信心之父。
But starting from Abraham, his experiences are done in everyone, so he is the father of faith.
所以神在人间呢，就开始了全面的恢复的工作。
So then God does his entire work of restoration among everyone.
在亚伯拉罕之前呢，就只有几个人他们摸到了救恩的实际。
Before Abraham, only select individuals realized the truth of salvation.
但是从亚伯拉罕之后，每一个跟亚伯拉罕一样相信神的人都得救了。
But after Abraham, every person who believed in God as well were also saved.
所以亚伯拉罕被称作信心之父。
So then Abraham was called the father of faith.
他把父神是我们一切救恩的源头这件事实说明出来。
He shared the truth that the Father is the start of all of our salvation.
那么接下来以撒，他顺服，他把神的儿子基督的那个顺服活出来。
And the next is Isaiah who lived out the obedience of Christ.
他一切所有的都是承接他的父亲所有的。
And everything that he had was through what his father had.
就连他一生挖出来的井，都是他父亲以前挖出来的。
And even the wells that he dug were the ones that his father had dug before.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天就这样做神的儿子，来享受父神的一切预备。
And today, in the same way with the children of God, enjoying all the preparations the father has.
然后雅各的身上，我们看见雅各的天生是一个诡诈的人。
And then in Jacob's life, we see that he was one who
he's a cunning person.
He was a cunning person.
他喜欢占别人的便宜。
He liked to take advantage of others.
他跟你聊天的时候，他就想怎么样把你的东西变成他的。
As he talked to him, he might try to think of ways to take your stuff.
但是神说不不不，雅各，我要把你变成了跟我一样。高贵尊荣的一个人。
But God says, no, I will make you into someone like me, someone who is honored and respected.
所以雅各的一生呢，很明显的，他前半生是一个样子，后半生是另外一个样子。
And so in his life, we see that his first half was one way and the second half was completely different.
我们说到从雅各身上看见圣灵在人里面做变化工作的结果。
In Jacob's life, we see the result of the Holy Spirit doing the work of transformation in people.
那么最后一个人物就是约瑟。
And the last person is Joseph.
有人讲啊，在整本圣经里面最像主耶稣的一个人物大概就是约瑟。
Some say that the person in the Bible who's most like Christ is probably Joseph.
所以我知道有一些弟兄们呢，当他们要有孩子的时候，知道是个男孩子，就想给他起名叫约瑟。
And so I know that some brothers want to name their children Joseph.
我就问过一个弟兄，你为什么给你儿子起名叫约瑟？他说因为我最喜欢的圣经人物就是约瑟，因为他像主耶稣。
When I asked someone about this, they said that it's because their favorite character in the Bible is Joseph because he was most like Christ.
约瑟的一生就说出他都活在神大能的手下。
His whole life showed that how he lived under the almighty hand of God.
他是一个学圣灵管制功课最好的一个例子。
He's the best example of learning to follow the lesson, the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我要快快的、简单的讲一下约瑟的生平。
I'm going to simply talk about his life.
我们看见约瑟呢是雅各的第十一个儿子，是他最爱的妻子拉结生的第一个儿子。
That Joseph was the 11th son.
Yeah, 是他最爱的妻子拉结为他生的第一个儿子。
And that it was his most loved wife Rachel's first son.
啊，所以约瑟生下来以后呢，好像雅各这个爸爸就对他另眼相看。
And after he was born, it seemed like Jacob was more favoritism towards him.
圣经记载说呢，以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的粽子。
And it said that the Israelites they liked Joseph more than the others.
原因是什么呢？因为是他年老生的。
Because they had him while he was older.
他就给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
And so he made a rainbow coat for Joseph.
我们看见我们约瑟呢，他从出生就是一个被爱的孩子。
From when he was born, Joseph was a son who was loved.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人重生得救，我们成为神的儿女，我们都是蒙爱的，像约瑟一样，父神爱我。
For each of us, when we're saved and we become children of God, God loves us.
啊，所以保罗能够说啊。他说他是爱我，为我舍己。
And so God says that He loved us and He died for us.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有在你重生得救以后，有一段日子感觉，全世界啊，父神最爱的就是你，就是我。
Have you ever had the feeling that after you were saved, that the one who God loves the most in the world is you?
我小的时候在我父母家里，我常常觉得我是家里面父母亲最讨厌的孩子。
Oftentimes, when I was younger, I thought that I was the one who my parents liked the least because I brought more troubles.
因为我从小没有跟我父母亲一起生活过，一直到我五岁，我回到家不会叫爸爸，也不会叫妈妈，也不认识我哥哥，也不认识我弟弟。
Because I didn't live with them until I was five, so I didn't call them mom or dad or know my siblings.
所以呢，我在成长的过程中有很多心理的问题。
And so as I grew up, I had many troubles.
I have psychological problems.
Oh, psychological problems.
用我儿子的话讲 you are clinically sick. 我儿子常常讲这个叫做 clinical sick. 心理不正常。但是当我蒙恩得救以后，在我二十几岁的时候。
But when I was 20-something and I was saved.
主的爱在我里面呢，我真是不是我骄傲啊，也不是我自私，我真感觉全世界父神最爱的就是我。
Not in a boastful way, but I truly believe that the one that God loved the most was me.
我后来才发现，好多弟兄姊妹得救以后都有这个感觉。
And I later found out that many people after they're saved have the same feeling.
每次波饼聚会呢，我们像回家吃饭一样，那真是喜乐啊！父神把他的儿子摆在我们面前，做我们的满足。
And then in every table meeting, it truly felt like you were coming home to eat, that you are full of joy because he has placed his son before us.
这是约瑟的出生，他是生在爱中。
So this is the birth of Joseph, that he was born in love.
弟兄姊妹，每一个重生得救神的儿女都是这样出生的。
And this is how every single person who's been saved, how they're born too.
然后他长大的时候，他因为比较诚实，他不去去打打闹闹啊，所以他的哥哥们都很讨厌他。
And so then, as he grew up, he didn't go out and he was not very rowdy, so his brothers didn't like him, hated him.
因为哥哥们觉得爸爸过分的爱他，偏心。
Because they felt that their father had favoritism, that he loved him more.
他们就恨他，不跟他说和睦的话。
And so they hated him. They didn't talk with him.
然后在他还没有成年之前。他就做了两个梦。
And then before he even fully grew up, he had two dreams.
弟兄姊妹，那两个梦啊，是神在他身上的目的先告诉他。
These two dreams were God telling him his purpose for him.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们每一个人蒙恩得救，神都为你定了一个荣耀的目的和结局的。
For each of us who are saved, God has his own glorious purpose and predestination for each of us.
刚才我们讲到的，圣灵来就是去达到那个目的的。
And the Holy Spirit comes just to accomplish his purpose.
那个目的是什么？要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
This purpose is to conform us to the image of his son.
要叫我们得荣耀。
So we can receive the glory.
弟兄姊妹们，约瑟在他还没有成年，他做了这个梦，他也不知道是什么，他就讲给他爸爸听，讲给他的哥哥听，结果招来的反应是非常不好的。
When Joseph was still young, he had these dreams. He didn't understand it, and he told his father and siblings, and the result was not good.
但是那个梦引导了，命定了他一生的遭遇。
But this dream predestined everything that would happen in his life.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒啊，如果你我在主耶稣的爱，在父神的爱中
，For each of us Christians, if we are in the love of the Father,
我们看见我们的一生呢，神早就为我。替我安排好了，你就多安息啊。
Then how at peace and at rest you'll feel knowing that God has already planned out your life for you.
我们就不会在环境里面呢，这个天天的埋怨或者天天的奋斗，不需要这样。
And then we'll no longer have anger or complain in our life.
但是因着他有这个意象，他就被他爸爸另眼相看，说怎么你说这个话，连我。连你爸爸妈妈都要向你下拜吗？他的哥哥们更嫉妒他，憎恨他，而且疏远他。
But because he had this vision, even his dad was like, "How would you say that even your mom and dad are bowing down to you?" And his brothers were more jealous of him, hated him, and distanced from him.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么呢
？So what is this?
是不是约瑟自骄傲呢
？Is this because Joseph he was boastful?
或者他自己？犯了什么错呢？他没有。
Or did he sin or do something wrong? He didn't.
他还是个孩子，他只是知道他做了这个梦，他知道这是神给他的，他讲出来了，就有这个环境。那这个环境是谁给他的呢？是圣灵安排的。
He was just a child who had a dream, and he knew it was from God, and then he was put into this hard environment, but he knew it was the plan of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲别人的经验很容易，如果临到我们自己身上，那真是需要看见神的手。
It's easy for us to speak about other people's experiences, but when it happens for us, we truly have to see God's hand.
因着这个缘故呢，有一天他爸爸打发他去看望在旷野牧羊的哥哥们，他哥哥们远远看见说，看到那个做梦的人来了，我们今天他落在我们手中，我们把他杀了。
And when one day he was sent out to the pastures where his brothers were, they said, "Oh, look, the dreamer is coming. He's in our hands. We can kill him."
你知道约瑟啊，对他的哥哥们一点憎恨、一点防备的心都没有的。
Joseph didn't have any kind of hatred towards his brothers.
他一直保持他心里面的单纯和真实、真诚。
He maintained the innocence and the pureness of his heart.
弟兄姊妹，一个肯。学圣灵管制功课的人，圣灵就保守这个人做一个单纯的人，做一个 sincere， 做一个真诚的人。
For someone who is willing to learn the lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit, they will make you into a sincere person.
我们若是信主久了，又变成一个很复杂的人，弟兄姊妹，那是不好的。
If you're a Christian for a long time, you become a more complicated person. This is a bad thing.
变成很这个世故的，很 sophisticated， 那是不好的。
Or if we become more sophisticated, this is also a bad thing.
我们看见约瑟老老实实的去看望他的哥哥们，结果哥哥们呢就把他卖了，卖给这个以实玛利人。
So Joseph obediently went to go visit his brothers, and then they instead sold him.
弟兄姊妹，这些环境。若是遭遇在你我身上，我们可能就也开始恨自己的哥哥，甚至埋怨自己的爸爸，甚至有的人呢就埋怨神了。
If we encounter these kind of environments, we might hate our brothers, blame our father, or even blame God.
但是你读圣经， 看见约瑟一点都没有发怨言。
But when we read the Bible, Joseph, he didn't have any complaints.
我非常稀奇啊，约瑟怎么会这个样子？一定是那个他父亲给他的爱，还有他对神的那个相信，保守了他。
I always amazed at how Joseph was able to do this. It must have because of his father's love and also his faith in God.
他被卖到埃及啊，到了那个法老王的护卫长波提法的家里。
He was sold to Egypt to the captain of the guard, Potiphar.
圣经里面记载啊，神就与他同在，他就百事顺利。
And the Bible says that because God was with him, he was a successful man.
弟兄姊妹们，用今天新约的话来讲，这个神的同在就是他天天觉察内住的圣灵。
And so, God's presence meant that every day he seek the indwelling Holy Spirit.
Yeah, he can discern the one who dwells with him, 就是神自己。他感觉到神的同在。另外一面呢，他不埋怨环境，他看见环境中背后有神的手。
He's able to discern his environment. He does not complain, but rather he can see God's hand behind the environment.
那么他遇见各样的事情，他去做别人家的管家，做家奴啊。他那时候才17岁啊，那么年轻啊，但是他能够百事顺利，一定有人教导他，给他智慧，那是恩高的教训。
And so he encountered many hardships. He had to be in charge of many things, and he was successful. It's because of the Holy Spirit.
但是好日子没有几天呢，他就被那个祖母引诱，然后陷害，就把他下在法老王的内监里面。
But not long after he was seduced by the woman, he was thrown into the prison.
弟兄姊妹，我们在跟随主的时候，有时候会遇见试探，会遇见引诱，会遇见陷阱。神来保守我们。
Oftentimes we may encounter many temptations or hardships, but God will protect us.
我们唯一的责任，我们要逃避试探。
Our only responsibility is to flee temptations.
什么叫做试探呢？我心里面想要做的事情，外面有人建议我，你可以做，那个叫做试探。
Temptations are those things that you want to do, and others on the outside say you can do it.
弟兄姊妹们，撒旦是专门试探人。
Satan is the one who especially tempts people.
神的儿女们常常不会分辨试探，我们就不会逃避试探，我们跟着走。
And oftentimes, if we cannot discern the temptations, then we will not flee and we'll go with it.
我们就成为撒旦的掳物。
And then we become the captive.
Yeah, captured by the enemy, by Satan.
By Satan.
弟兄姊妹，约瑟在环境中啊。他真是一个学习服在神大能手下的人。
But Joseph, in all his environments, he really learned to surrender to the hand of God.
他没有顺服环境的引诱试探而玷污自己。
He didn't obey the temptations of the environment or himself.
他因着这样子，他被痛恨、被诬害，就丢在法老的内监里面。
And because of this, he was wrongfully accused and he was put in prison.
他到内监里面去做什么？去做仆人，去服侍所有的囚犯，因为他是最卑微的囚犯，他是一个奴隶。
And when he was put in prison, he was the lowest one there and he had to serve everyone else.
在这样的环境里面，他开始成长。
Only in this kind of environment, he started to grow.
我想他是一个牧羊的人的孩子哈。是一个很单纯很或者这样讲吧是一个很老实的乡下人。
And so he was the son of a shepherd. He was
very simple.
Very simple.
也可以讲 very naive. 他怎么会知道呢法老王宫里面的权术啊这些政治的事情他一点都不知道的。
So he was very simple and naive. How would he know about the logistics or politics in Pharaoh's kingdom?
如果神一下就把他摆在法老王面前做宰相，他一定承担不了。
If God immediately put him in charge with Pharaoh, he wouldn't have been able to handle it.
但是在他人生中最痛苦、最卑微、最黑暗的一段日子，神在教育他。
But in his greatest hardship, in his lowest time, God was still instructing and teaching him.
为什么呢？因为他服侍的那些囚犯都是大官。
Because those that he was serving were all big officials.
而且大家都是囚犯呢，所以他们什么话都讲了。
Because
all the inmates, so they would talk without reservation. 但是这些东西呢，让这个简单的约瑟呢，他开始了解人间的事情。
But this allowed the simple Joseph to be able to understand what is happening.
而他学习会分辨。
And he learned discernment.
但是因着神的爱，神的同在在他里面，他又保持自己的单纯和真实。
But because of God's love and protection, he maintained his own pureness.
那么有一天，两个人都做了梦，他们非常愁苦，约瑟服侍他们，解开了他们的梦。
But these two people, they both had dreams, and Joseph was able to interpret their dreams.
三天之后，梦都实现了。
And 3 days later, the dreams did happen.
但是那个酒圣出去以后就忘记了约瑟。
But when the cupbearer left, he forgot Joseph.
弟兄姊妹，约瑟等了，以为下个月法老就放他了，因为有人帮他说情了。再过半年也没有，我们知道约瑟后来又等了两年。
Joseph thought that probably the next month someone would plead on his behalf and he would get out. But he ended up waiting 2 years.
直到有一天法老做了梦，这个酒圣想起约瑟来。
Until one day Pharaoh had a dream and the cupbearer remembered Joseph.
这是什么意思呢？学功课什么时候学成？时间是在神的手中，在圣灵的手中。
This means that as we learn the lessons, time is in the hands of God or the Holy Spirit.
人会忘记。
People may forget.
人会像约瑟，他会自己找方请人帮忙。
Or like Joseph, we may find our own ways to help.
但是主在这里教他了什么叫做忍耐，什么叫做安息。
But God here teaches him what is patience, what is rest.
什么叫做相信。
What it means to believe and have faith.
什么叫做盼望。
And what it means to have hope.
我相信约瑟呢。一直就把盼望学会了放在神的身上，不盼望那个酒圣。
So Joseph learned to put his hope only on God and not on the cupbearer.
弟兄姊妹们，所以忽然之间他被叫出去了，剃头、修胡子、换衣服、洗澡，结果做了宰相了。
And then soon he was called out, and he cleaned up, changed his clothes, and he became the one in charge.
弟兄姊妹，若是你我没有学好功课，你敢做宰相吗？
And so if we don't learn our lessons, would you be willing to be in the same position as him?
马上就出丑的。
Immediately, bad things would happen.
Yeah, we embarrass people and embarrass ourselves, 对不对？弟兄姊妹们，他立刻被抬举，被重用。这个时候我们看见，从他身上显出智慧。
And so immediately, he was found favored and he was in charge of everything. We see wisdom in him.
你看见在他身上的殷勤
，We also see his diligence，
看他的忠心
，his faithfulness，
弟兄姊妹，而且他会管理
，and also is able to govern，
而且他的管理叫别人心服口服
，and that this governance was able to allow people to
是谁教他的？他没有去拿一个 MBA 哦
，he said who taught him this? He didn't get an MBA in it。
我们知道今天在美国学 MBA 的人都很神气的，对不对？但是呢，约瑟是谁教他的？是神亲自教他。
And so we know that for Joseph, it wasn't because of an MBA, but because God himself taught him.
那么这不是他的功课就结束了。
But this wasn't the end of his lesson.
那七年的荒年来的时候，他的哥哥们来找他。
When the 7 years of famine happened, his brothers came to look for him.
在他面前下拜。
They came to him and bowed to him.
他好像用严厉的话对付他的哥哥，实际上他是有智慧，使他哥哥们想起他们的爸爸。
And so although it seemed that he talked to them very sternly, he actually had wisdom in remembering his dad.
因为呢，他哥哥们呢，骗了他的爸爸20多年。
Because his brothers had deceived their dad for more than 20 years.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，如果儿子骗爸爸，父子之间的关系是真的吗？
If you deceive your dad, will you have a true relationship with him?
如果爸爸骗了儿子，你想父子之间的关系是真的吗？是对的吗？
Or the other way around, is this still a right or true relationship?
而谁能够把他们挽回过来呢？
Who can restore this?
约瑟。
Joseph could.
约瑟用爱来服侍，挽回他的哥哥们。
He was able to use faith to serve them and to bring them back.
然后呢，让他们想起他们有一个弟兄。
For them to remember that they had another brother.
他们一直没有真正的弟兄相爱。
For many years, they didn't have the true brotherly love.
结果呢，他们把便雅悯带来的时候，他们说，这个是我们的弟兄啊，他的命跟我们的爸爸是连在一起的。
But when they brought Benjamin to them, they said that this is one of our other brothers.
弟兄姊妹们，这是圣灵管制在约瑟身上结出来的果子。
This is the fruit of the discipline of the Holy Spirit in Joseph.
他的生命使得他父亲的家被恢复了。
That his life could restore the family of his father.
弟兄姊妹，今天教会就是神的家。
Today the church is the house of God.
只有那些肯学圣灵管制功课的人，我们能够把神家的实际带回来。
Those who are willing to obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit is able to bring God's family together.
最后到了创世纪第五十章，他的爸爸过世了。
And then in Genesis 50, when his father passed away.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见他哥哥们这时候胆战心惊啊，约瑟报仇的机会来了，他们就去求情了。
And so then this was the opportunity for Joseph.
They were afraid that Joseph will revenge upon them. 但是呢，当约瑟看见他哥哥们听他们说话，约瑟就哭了。
But when Joseph heard his brother speaking, he started to cry.
约瑟说，这是父神的美意。
He said that this is the Father's will.
因为神知道这个世代许多的生命需要被保全。
Because God knew that in this time, many lives had to be brought back.
弟兄姊妹，他没有对他哥哥们有怀恨、报复或者怨言。
And that he didn't have any grudges, any revenges or complaints about them.
真像我们有一首诗歌说，当我们在主面前被成全的时候，最终我们生命里面是满了爱的，那个爱就是父神里面。他所赐的。
When we're made complete in God, then we're filled with His love. This is the love from God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们看见在旧约圣经里面一个最好，他的一生都活在神大能手下的一个人。
This is a person in the Old Testament who his whole life lived under the mighty hand of God.
当然，如果我们看我们主耶稣，他的一生就更美丽了。
Of course, if we look at the life of Jesus, it's even more beautiful.
我想我今天晚上呢，就交通这么多。
And I think I'll finish my sharing here.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵在我们里面内住，是带我们学圣灵管制的功课。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us so that we can learn the lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
他的目的不是要你肉身是快乐一下、兴奋一下、神秘一下，不是的。
The purpose isn't that we may just have some more happiness or excitement in our lives.
他是要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
But that we may be conformed to the image of his son.
叫父的心喜乐，叫神的家被建造。
So that the father's heart may be joyful and that the house of God be edified.
好，我就停在这里，接下来我们有一点祷告。
I'll finish here and let's have some prayer.